I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. This is The Big Question. And I'm here with Jamie and Shawnee O'Kane from episode 10, who you'll remember is a domestic violence expert and a father of an eight-year-old. And the big question this week is, should you swear in front of your children? Shawnee, do you have any thoughts on that?
Very interesting discussion point. I've actually in the process of contemplating how to address this very issue with my son, and I'm on the cusp of doing it this weekend. I'm going to be sitting him down and I'm going to be talking to him about certain swear words, because it's gotten to a point whereby he will very proudly point out swear words to me when he sees them written down somewhere, graffiti, and I pretend to ignore him. He has to go out of his way. Look, Dad, look, fuck. It says fuck, Dad. And I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't. And he goes, yeah. And I've really struggled with dealing with this. And the thing is, my son is very, I would say, innocent in his approach, that he knows it's a bad word, but doesn't know what the words mean and doesn't know how offensive they are. And he just knows it's naughty. I think it's important to address swearing in whatever capacity. But I don't know if I should dictate to other people how they should do that, I think, because their context of their families and their relationship with their children are different to mine. And so luckily I have a very good relationship with my son. It's very solid. And he is very good at deconstructing things. And and I think it's because I have lots of conversations with him, like as an adult, because I talk to him like the same way sometimes I talk to friends, and in that manner. And so he grasps things. I'm going to be having that conversation.
Yeah. So do you think there's anything wrong? Do you think obviously it's not nice to hear little kids swearing, especially because they don't know what it means a lot of the time. But is there anything that
I don't think
wrong
so.
With it, really? It's just a word. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I remember, I've told this story before, but I remember repeating fuck when I was like three or something, like, you know what I mean, and it being really shocking. I didn't know what it meant. I thought if my kid does that at the age of three, I'd probably be a little bit like, oh, where they got that from. But
is that when your mum, is that because your mum was driving?
My mum was driving and swearing at other drivers, basically. And so I, you know, every time someone wound down the window in the car, I thought, that's what you do, you shout fuck off, basically. And that's what I did. I shouted fuck off. But I was telling this story the other day. I was actually talking to my dad about it. I remember the first time my dad swore at me, like at me as a telling off, like, yeah. And it carried so much weight. And I must have been like, what's 14, something like that, 13, 14. And he called me a fucking liar when I hadn't been doing my homework for a good year at school. And I got found out at parents' evening one night. And it was that night. And he just looked at me and he went, you're a fucking liar. And I remember it hitting me hard because he'd never really sworn that much in front of me. So I guess there is that, is like the way you use swear words to kind of...
Yeah, you don't want to overuse them.
That's what I mean.
They have some power.
Yeah, yeah,
of course. That's true.
Yeah. And so there is an argument to be said that you can, as a parent, if you've maxed out fuck or whatever word as a, you know, in front of your kid, then it carries no weight when you decide you really need, you know, you need to keep it in your arsenal a bit, like to, but I don't know whether it actually, if, you know, me saying fuck as a 3-year old really was that big a deal, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I remember the, I'm very conscious of trying not to swear in front of my son, but I do remember that there's always, and you will get this as your children age, there will be things we think back to, and it could be like one thing between ages of 5 and 7 that you remember, but lots of other stuff you can't remember. And I remember the first time I really swore, and my son kind of like react. He was like, like, what does that mean? He just says, and I was actually on the phone to his mum. I remember swearing on the phone, and because I remember him looking up. I said the F word. I said the F word.
How old was he at this point?
He was about, he's 8 now, so he was about 5 or 6. But I remember it was like, but what I'd done was I'd come off the phone and then I'd swore.
Standard.
Right? And I just remember he was on his iPad and he just kind of like stopped doing what he was doing. He looked up at me like that, as if, what did you say? And as if like he knew it wasn't right. Something's not right about that word, because he probably never said. And I remember like looking at him and he was just like, what does that mean? And I was like, it doesn't matter. But I remember swearing. And, you know, because my son's very good at correct. He likes to correct me. He likes to tell me when I'm wrong.
Oh, is he a grammar?
No, not so much grammar. Not to be very much like, I really struggle to have kind of concise debates with him, because he will say something and I've heard him say it. I have heard him say this. And then I will say, oh, but you just said that. He goes, no, I didn't. And I go, no, son, you just a second ago, you told me this and I'm repeating it. And he goes, no, I didn't say that. And I'm like, no, you did. I heard you. And so there's a lot of that. And I will just want to swear. And I have to think, you're 8 and I can't, you're not.
But why can't you, do you think? Is it because it's a social like acceptance of like, you just don't want.
I think, before, when you asked me this, and I said, I don't think it's that bad swearing in front of your kids. I think swearing at your kids is slightly different.
I think that's what it is. And I think also, I definitely know his mums don't swear at all. And so I think like, if I do it, and it's always that, see, this is the thing, it's different with your setup, right? I'm in my situation, I'm very conscious of like, if anything happens is untoward or wrong, I've got two women who's going to come at me. And so they're going to say, well,
just to, if anyone hasn't listened to episode 10, your son has two lesbian mothers.
Yeah, you're married. But I do find that I swear with friends, and my son's there, and I sometimes have to forget. But listen, I'm not going to lie and get it twisted. I have gotten angry and sworn in front of my son, like at him.
Yeah.
I have done that, and I'm not proud of it. But also, I think it's really important for parents to do it honestly and openly, talk about when they've been wrong in their parenting. You know, I've done it at least once or twice, and those times have just been like, I'm so ashamed that I reacted in that way, and I'm not a reactor. I usually respond, and it's just, but it's, you know, as a human being, it's so difficult to get everything right, particularly in parenting.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, what about things like you take your kid to football? Like, what age do you start taking to football? Like 8-ish, maybe, mm-hmm. something like that. And I mean, you don't go to...
You hear some industrial language, as they say.
Yeah. And like, what do you do? Do you prepare and go, now you're going to hear some language that we're not supposed to use, blah, blah. I mean, I guess that's... And then you see the footballers doing it every 5 seconds on the pitch as well. So
I think, do you... So again, do you tell your son, listen, or daughter, you know, you're going to hear swearing.
Yeah.
And this is what... Do you then describe what that word means? Do you say this, and this is what fuck actually means? I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, how, obviously it has to be age appropriate so that they can, you know, for their development, they have to be able to cognitively understand what it is you're telling them. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, they're going to hear words and stuff from other kids. I've overheard my son having conversations with friends about stuff that, like, we, Very recently, we went swimming at the Queen Swimming Baths in central London. And afterwards, we went to see my friend and her kids. And then my son was like talking to his friend about there was another man in the shower getting washed and he was naked. And I'm like, son, it's so normal. It's like, but you know, they have these little mini conversations with each other about like swear words and things that they, and it's just like, you know, do you just let them, just leave them alone to naturally work this all out? And, or do you intervene and say things like, guys, you know, that word isn't, you know, you shouldn't say that word, or, you know, do you know what that word means? Or, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things. Like, what is the answer? Is and maybe it's all just very individual.
Yeah, I mean, like some people do swear jars and things like that, but I don't know whether that really. I mean, does that kind of just emphasize that it's naughty to swear? I don't know, but it's like. But I guess kids will just pick up anything. Pick up anything. Like I know my fiance Nat, when she was a kid, would go around calling her brother a spoonerism, thinking that was like a swear word for ages, until her mum just kind of went, do you know what a spoonerism is? And she was like, yeah, it's something really bad. And then when she explained that it was just like wordplay or whatever, she was like, oh, right, I'm not interested in that word anymore. You know,
so it's calling like, someone a spoon is kind of a, just like a spoon.
Like a spoon. Like a donut. But then there's a spoonerism.
I remember, I mean, that's the other thing. It's really important, I think, to know what the words mean. I thought like, growing up, I thought a homosexual was a person who has sex indoors. I didn't know it was a thing. Like I just didn't know. I thought, you know, gay people as a kid were like just on the TV and it was like an act. I just didn't, you know, because no one explained.
I think
it's important, I think, to communication is obviously just so paramount in any kind of relationship, where it's parenting or in spouses or whatever. And I think communication is important, and that's why I've decided that I'm going to this weekend just talk to my son. I feel like maybe I'm still trying to work it all out. Do I write the words down so that, you know, if he ever wants to graffiti and needs to know how to spell it? I'm still working that out. His moms are kind of like, you know, we'll leave it with you.
Well, good luck with that. I hope it goes well. And then
you don't want to tell him any severe words he doesn't actually know yet.
Yeah.
And he's completely shocked. And then he starts using that word.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to ask him, like, what words do you know first? And then do it that way, as opposed to me coming in and being really using profanities. And he's like, he has no idea. So, yeah.
Well, good fucking luck.
Thanks very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.